Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are, all right. Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections, and this is the January 27th program. I want to welcome everybody here, and for those of you that are on Facebook, if you would do me a favor and just type in a little note there that everything sounds good, because again, you know, we use both Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, because not everybody has the opportunity to get onto their computers, and so we do Facebook live streaming, but then the program is also recorded on Blog Talk Radio, which is where Blanca is. So, Miss Blanca, how are you doing this fine evening?
We're doing really good, Dave, and it's nice to be back and saying hello to all our wonderful listeners, and good to hear your voice again.
Yes, it's nice to be back on a program because, you know, a week ago was January 20th, the day that we supposedly had a new president sworn in, and I know for those of us that listen to this program and kind of take on the perspective, we have some different beliefs or controversies around that issue, and it's going to be interesting to see what develops out of this, and I'm going to be able to share a little bit of inside information because I've got some inside context around some of that. But before we get into the program, let me make a couple announcements. I've had some issues develop on the Dong Round 1 currency exchange. Now, first of all, I'm getting reports from my broker that things are progressing very, very well, and there's a high probability that we're going to see payout in about 2 to 4 months if nothing comes up that stops the progress and the momentum that is going on right now. Now, that is absolute, that is not a guarantee, folks. I'm just saying that is what is being reported to me. But yet they are also saying they don't have all the inside scoop because they are not a part of the decision makers. What I've also had is I had some individuals that turned in an extremely high amount of Dong. Well, I was notified from also my advisors is that I have to limit how much that they can turn in. I'm not going to say that because I'm not going to expose that, but I have currently around 450 people who are in the Dong exchange, and there were 16 of those 450 that had turned in a very, very high amount. Well, what we have to do is that I have to basically refund that back to them. Now, where they were on the over the large amount, okay? Well, what that means is it's not that nothing happens. It means it opens slots for other people to come in. And what I have said, those slots will be filled by people who attend the next two workshops, San Francisco and Baltimore. Now, I know some of you complain about that, but folks, put yourself in my shoes. I have about 15,000 names on my newsletter list. I have about 8,000 people who are active. I have about 1,500 people who have attended workshops. Now, how am I supposed to, out of that, choose 40 to 50 people? Because that's the room that I have for. I'm not going to go back and spend hours and hours and hours developing databases as who's been to the most workshops. No, no. If you want to be in it, you'll come. You'll find a way to get there. The next one is in San Francisco on February 6th. After that, it's Baltimore on February 20th. Now, we were going to do Puerto Rico on the 20th, but again, they have travel restrictions due to the COVID, and if you go online, they're going to say you have to have a positive test within 72 hours to be able to come onto the island of Puerto Rico. I'm not going to force folks to go and getting a test just so we can have a workshop there. We'll just do it later after that stuff opens up. So, folks, that is where it is as of now. And I give the instructions at the workshops about how we're doing that, how people get to come into that. Okay? So I still have room for about 20 people at San Francisco. I have not posted the registration for Baltimore yet. That will be out tomorrow. I will have a total room for about 50 people there. And then so after San Francisco and Baltimore, every 2 weeks I'm doing a workshop, and then we do Denver, Cleveland, Santa Ana, California, Boston, Phoenix, and Toronto. So yes, I am coming back to Canada and Toronto, and that will be in mid-May. So that takes us out to mid-May, that schedule of about every 2 weeks of what I'm doing there. So that's where it is as of now, folks. That's the scoop. But you know, people make their choices and make their decisions, and that's what it is. And so that's where we are, and that's what's taking place. Okay, so, but that's what happened. It did, and I, folks, I have no idea when this is going to happen. I don't know what my brokers are going to tell me. You know, they set the rules, not me. Okay, they set the rules, and they are the ones who say this is what it's going to be. And let's just say, those who still are at the very, very high end, you're still going to do very, very well, okay? I'm not going to mention dong amount or dollar amounts or any of that kind of stuff because it just creates so much speculation, but you're going to have more money to think of what I don't know what you're going to do with it all. So, and that's based on the contract. And again, I still come back to the brokers and buyers that are based out of what I call the Texas Processing Office, and folks, they're all legitimate. They're all there. It's back to what I share at the workshops and what I've shared here. I've been to Hong Kong 4 times, and I've seen the real stuff that is there. I've been on Skype 2 times with the lady that's called the Princess in the Philippines, and I've seen the massive amount of gold and valuable that they have there. I've had a gentleman attend one of my workshops saying that his son works in the Philippines in the government legal area, and he's very familiar with it, and he says it's all very real and it's real stuff. So this massive wealth is out there. What I don't have control over is how it gets to the Texas Processing Office and how it gets paid out. Those are contracts that we have. And what I do have with my brokers, my broker is a bank, so should all of this fall apart, we still have the ability to get everything back. That's what's important to understand in this whole process. So that's all of that. So, Blanca, what else would you like to share with us before we get on with the program tonight?
Well, just it's nice to get this update, and I just want to confirm to make sure we kind of understand what you said. So it sounds like from what you got, your update, that things are progressing well, and
yes,
that you got, of course, with no promises and no certainty, you're just trying to give an update of what you were told. Did you say it was possibly two to four months? If things remain smooth and there's no unexpected things that come up, is that kind of what you were trying to communicate?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
I get updates from them, and there's various steps and stages that they have to go through. The steps and stages are all progressing. They said one of the requirements is that they had to finalize, the presidential issue. And as of now, that is, the reality was, Biden was sworn in. Now, we'll discuss some of that tonight, what that might be. But I don't know if that met their qualifications or what, but what they are communicating is that they're very close, and they could be possibly 2 to 4 months out based on no other disruptions, blockages taking place and things progressing as they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no guarantee. I don't know what that means. I don't know the details. All I know, that's what they've said. Okay.
Mhm. And we know that things change like 5 times a day, so we'll take that for what it's worth, right? And then also, it sounds like good news that the window has opened up an opportunity for all those people who patiently we're waiting for second round to actually step into a first round exchange, which is wonderful news. And did you say you could have a 40 to 50 people actually be able to be part of this process? Is that what you said?
Yes, new people.
Okay, excellent.
Now, they're going to be limited to a 5 million dong purchase.
Okay, 5
million
dong.
So they're
not
going to be able to have a whole lot, and they're not going to be physically bringing me their dong. I've already paid for all this out of other resources, and they're basically going to be reimbursing me is what they're going to do. But I don't discuss those parameters here. So.
Right. Okay. So let's see. Well, and the other thing is you've always been consistent about if the opportunity or the window opens, you're going to go to workshop attendance. Ever since I've been hearing you and your updates, you've always been consistent about that. And I know some people may be disappointed, but whichever methodology you would use, there would be some other people who would have, issues with it. But the good thing is you've been consistent about communicating that. So people know, from the get-go about that.
Mm-hmm. I've always said when a window opens up, I always turn to my most recent attended workshop. I've been saying that for 3 to 4 years. Because how do you select 50 people out of 1,500? There's always going to be somebody that's going to gripe and complain because I don't get to be in. Well, I'm sorry. I don't have any control over that. You tell me how else I'm supposed to select 50 out of 1,500, and don't ask me to go back and say, well, who's attended the most workshops? I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that because it still doesn't work. On a side note, the workshop we had in Dallas, Fort Worth over the weekend, that was my 100th workshop, number 100 that I started.
Wow.
The first one was in March of 2014, almost 7 years ago. So I've been doing these workshops for 7 years, and that was number 100. So, yeah.
Oh, a centennial.
Yeah, that's quite interesting. So, yeah. Ironically,
well, congratulations.
Number 100 was the same place and the same hotel that I did number one at the Embassy Suites South Airport South in Dallas, Fort Worth. And so it was very ironic that the number 100 was in the same city area and the same hotel that I did number one 7 years prior. So,
That's excellent. Good stuff.
So, anything else you want to share with us before we kind of go on with the program tonight?
No, that was the thing. I just wanted to, make sure to clarify, I wanted to get it in my head, and I thought, other people would want to get that clarity as well. And I just wish people good luck. If you're wanting to participate, I hope you get the chance to do so, because once the funds are distributed, then we're going to be empowered to do some great work for our friends and family and for projects that we think are going to be helpful to humanity. So I hope you get the chance to participate.
Well, the positive thing about this is being able to bring in more people. It really is a very, very solid foundation of where we want to go as a collective and the things that we might be able to do by being able to bring more people in. So that's the blessing in disguise about what's taking place around this, as I said, by being able to bring more people in. And it might still change in the next couple of weeks, but as of now, that's the information that I have. There might be a possibility in about 2 to 3 weeks I may get some information that I can bring in, more people. But as of now, that's where we are. Okay, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight's program I had entitled The Great Awakening. Well, there's a whole lot of stuff that's going on in what's called in our government. And I have been saying very clearly the recent election was not about Trump versus Biden. It wasn't about Republican versus Democrat. And it wasn't about liberal versus conservative. What it really was about was the difference of the direction that would happen with our country based on who was going to end up being in office. It's very, very clear that Trump was wanting to work toward what is called restoring the republic, which gives us the essence of what is called our sovereignty for us as individuals. Where on the other hand, for those that clearly understand that Biden is clearly a very strong supporter of what is called, you know, the New World Order, which can refer to also as the deep state. And this New World Order has said that they have wanted to do what was called the Great Reset. It had nothing to do with this currency exchange, folks. Great Reset was about totally resetting government control here on this planet and working toward a one world government. And if that happens, you can pretty much estimate and guarantee that what is called our sovereignty in the sense of a republic is done and gone out the window. And that's what this real issue has been about. And what they thought was a great reset, to me, has turned into what is called the Great Awakening. It has woken people up to the reality of what has been going on. Because, see, for so many of us here in our country, we've just kind of gone along with the flow, assumed everything was going good and everything was taking place. And there was honesty in our elections. And yes, there was some corruption in the government, but it wasn't as big as we thought. But what we didn't see was this very quiet, manipulative process taking us away from the power of a republic, i.e. the government of the people and by the people, and taking that away from us and moving us into autocratic control by others. Now, Great Britain kind of woke up to that issue. What happened to my computer here? Okay, all of a sudden I just went blank. In the Brexit issue, the reason Great Britain went through the Brexit because the people were saying, hey, wait a minute, we're supposed to be the people who runs and controls this government, and you're turning the authority over to the European Union, who's telling us what we can and what we can't do, and they aren't even elected officials, and they aren't even British citizens. So you've got this European Union who's telling us what we can and cannot do and running and controlling our government. And they're saying, no, we're not going to allow that to happen. Well, what's happening is this Great Reset movement, the New World Order movement, is somewhat similar to what's here in the United States. And I think what's happening is the people are waking up. They're waking up and they're going to start loudly saying, no, we're not going to go for that. Now, I have told you very clearly that I'm a very, very strong supporter of the information that comes from Simon Parks. It's obviously that Simon has inside contacts with very deep intelligence people that operate within the White House and in Trump's office when he was there. And he still gets that. And Simon and others have said it is absolutely so clear that there was a fraudulent election that took place and that the courts didn't allow it to come forward. And out of that, there are reports that are saying that we have such a corrupt government system, it's not only happening within Congress, but it's also happening within our Supreme Court. Now, here's a very, very positive thing. Now, you've probably heard about this, and I understand this well. I'm coming back from my 25 years that I spent in the Army National Guard. I had 4 years on active duty, so I understand the military process. What we have in our country is that we have what is called our U.S. Code, our statute. That's the law that's in code, written in statute. But the military has their own separate code, and it's called the Military Code. And the military code has the ability to override statutory law. Our government is established that we have the three branches of government: the administrative branch, which is the president; the legislative branch, which is Congress, the House and the Senate; and then the judicial branch, which is the court systems. In that, there's checks and balances on all three, where each one can kind of have a check and balance on the other. There is a favorable way to do that. If there's a big disagreement between Congress and the administrative branch, the president, then obviously it goes to court. And the court systems basically are the ones then that make the decision. And the end of the court system is the Supreme Court. And if Congress disagrees with the Supreme Court, then its check and balance is to propose a constitutional amendment versus just saying, you know, overriding, you know, trying to override the judicial system's decision on what they feel is the law. But here's the issue. Who is the check on a corrupt Supreme Court, an infraudulent Supreme Court? And that's the military. We have never, ever, ever been in this place in the history of our country. But the proof, they are saying, is so solid that the election was a fraudulent election. And the courts, the Supreme Court, refused to take it on through when they had the opportunity to do so. And so what that means is, if there's absolute proof that the election was fraudulent, it means that the new administration, in essence, is a fraudulent administration. And there's a code within the military code of justice, and it's called 11.3, that says the military has the right to step in and can take control of the government if there is a fraudulent means of a government, or if there is an illegal government, or there is an attempt to overthrow the government. Now, this took place back in the 1950s during the McCarthy era, when there was the whole issue about communism, McCarthy and communism. And there was a fear that the American government might be overthrown by a communist form of government. So then that's when they brought in and allowed the military to have the ability to step in and take control of the government if there is an attempt to overthrow it. Now, there's differences of opinions on that, but I think what we're going to see is that we're going to eventually see some military action. A week ago, there were over 25,000 National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. for basically the inauguration. Folks, that was an absolute, absolute overkill on how many National Guard soldiers were needed to keep the peace there. And you have to come back and says, who has the authority to activate National Guard troops who are reservists? The president of the United States is the only one. So in essence, it was Trump, who was the president at that time, who's the one who brought in all of those National Guard troops. And that's backed up by the chief of basically the military, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, is also the one who has an authority to back that up. Everything that I have heard and been told is they were ready, because they knew it was a fraudulent government, to basically, at the inauguration, they were going to start following through with the arrest and take control. But here's what had happened, and this is the reports are coming. There were three what are called dumb bombs, or small nuclear bombs that can be placed inside of a suitcase, that the deep state and cabal had planted, and they were ready to basically deploy them and blow up Washington, D.C. if there was an attempt to take control. Now, if you think they wouldn't do that, look at what they did at 9/11. They didn't even hesitate to kill thousands of people at 9/11 to keep power and control. They will do whatever it takes to keep power and control, and they don't care about us, the people. For safety and security of everybody, they chose to basically say no, they were not going to follow through with that. Now, here's what's interesting. There's still about 6 to 7 National Guard troops that are going to be stationed in D.C. for the next month. That's interesting. Why? What do they need to be there for? The whole city has pretty much been shut down. I mean, you can't get around. There's fencing around everything. The public is limited to where they can go and what they can do. There's no ability to get any demonstrations that are there. Well, nobody is leaking out anything about the timing. But what I have heard from sources is before the military is going to take control, they are going to end up finding who deployed the bombs, who made the bombs, and they want to have absolute hard proof on that so they can bring them before a military tribunal to try them as an act of war against the United States. And they have to get that hard evidence to be able to do that. And that is what is delaying the military stepping in and taking control. There's so many funny things that are going on. If you're on Facebook, you've seen the pictures that the White House is blacked out. There's nobody present. There's normally always military security people on top of the roof as snipers that are ready at any point in time to take control if anybody tries to take control of the White House. There's nobody there. You've probably seen when Biden supposedly in the Oval Office, it's a fake place. The windows, hello? It shows him sitting there at the desk, supposedly signing these documents, and the window behind him has a car on the outside. Folks, there's no parking lot outside the Oval Office. And the list just goes on and on of the false things. There was reports that there was actually a quiet private inauguration, and then they did a public one later. And it's interesting because the two different photos or videos of the inauguration, it shows Biden's wife with two different pairs of shoes. At one time, she's wearing blue shoes, and another time, she's wearing yellow shoes. So this is all the funny, crazy stuff that's going on out there. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. We are in the process of the potential for an absolute great change. Now, there's a lot of people that are saying this is bringing the restoration of basically what is called a republic. And there are reports to remember that the United States was a corporation. And as a corporation, it went bankrupt and it was out of business on July 1st. So on July 1st, the republic was restored, but there's a process of doing this so that it doesn't create so much drama with all of the people. If the government was a corporation and if a corporation goes bankrupt, it's out of business, folks. It's out of business. And so there are people that are saying basically what we have now is a false Congress that operates under a corporation and a false government that is no longer a true government because it's no longer the corporation. And that goes back to the whole story around, you know, what happened with our Constitution in 1871. Now, I'm not going to go into details about that, but all I know is, folks, fasten your seatbelt. We don't know the timing, but everything that I am hearing is that we haven't seen the end of this. Now, it was about a little over a week ago, I met with my friend, and I'm not going to give you his name. He lives here in the southern Florida area, and he is a close friend to the man that I told you was the general. I've met with the general. I could call the general up if I wanted to. This general is the man that Trump offered to be his national security advisor. It was either that or the director of the NSA or something like that. I forgot. And when Trump first came into office, and he said, no, thank you. And about a year ago, when there was an opening in the chief of staff at the White House, twice Trump asked him to be his chief of staff. And again, he said, no, thank you. He's been personal friends with President Trump for close to 20 years. And so that's where I get some of my information from. And they are basically reflecting everything that I have just told you. And they are also just saying, be patient. Be patient. You haven't seen anything yet. Now, what's important to know that it's important for us to not get overly involved in the drama and to stay above it as far as all of our emotions and our thoughts and stuff like that. Let it take its course and let it play itself out. But there is a high probability we're going to truly see the restoration of what are called is the republic, the government of the people. And it's going to be known. It's not going to just be something that took place quietly. As I can tell you right now, Congress doesn't serve the people. Congress serves the corporations. We are no longer a government of the people and by the people. We are a government of the corporations and by the corporations at the expense of the people. And that's what Congress has been serving and operating for close to the last 20 to 25 years, if not even longer. It doesn't really serve the people. It serves, it serves the corporations. And it's all based around the power and control of money. Money runs and controls what goes on in Congress. Money runs and controls the president if the president is subject to them. And the reason they had so many problems with Trump is because they couldn't buy Trump. Trump couldn't be bought because he didn't need their money, and he knew and understood what was really going on. So this great awakening is a part of the process of the people waking up. And we can be fairly well ascertained that if the military comes in and takes control of this country and removes the current administration, that's going to be a huge, huge, huge wake up. People who didn't want to believe it and didn't want to see it. So it has to be done in a way that's logical, logistical, and fair, so it doesn't create an absolute chaos in the country. And so they're very careful about what they're doing to bring about that process. And that's all basically that's kind of all I want to share, because I don't need to say a whole lot more, because a lot of you already know that. But Blanca, why don't you go ahead and come on in and share your thoughts?
Well, yes, I totally agree with your observations. And we've used the different models to talk about this. We've used the model of timelines, and we use the model of you create your reality. So different models to try to understand what's going on. And I agree with you, we can look at it in the framework of either it's a great awakening or a great reset. So the great awakening, of course, means greater awareness, greater insight, more revolution, a revelation of the truth, more understanding of what our situation really is. And then the great reset, as you said, was, hey, guys, y'all woke up too much. You voted for Trump, or you liked the taste of greater prosperity and greater freedom. Guess what? We want to reset you to our timeline of no sovereignty, and you're ruled by the elite, and you get out of your house when we tell you to get out, and you put on two masks if we tell you to put two masks on, which Fauci is saying, even though you get the vaccine, two masks is better than one. Anyway, so the timelines, the good thing about it is the timelines are really crystallizing. Dave, don't you think that these options have really crystallized to where you really got to be sleeping to not see that?
Yes, you do. It's like you have to just be totally asleep and unwilling to be awake to look and understand what's really going on here. It's an interesting concept about why some people are that way. Now, I've got some opinions around that. I don't want to go into that tonight because it would take too long to explain it. But it's the crisis creates opportunity, and the chaos is usually the precipitor for people waking up. And it's all and the key is how you process the chaos that takes place around us. It's very, very important for us to stay in high vibrational thought patterns and to rise above the drama and just let it be. And so that way we can be there for the people who are going to wake up and say, oh my gosh, what in the hell is going on here? You know, that they have somebody to turn to for help and understanding, and not to be so critical, and that we aren't saying nanner, 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 we told you so. Just let them be, let them go through their process, because it's going to be a huge wake-up call and a great awakening for millions of people for what's going to develop, if it's going to turn out as what we suppose it to be. So,
right. And again, if indeed you feel you're in the reality creation or the timeline where, yes, indeed, the Republic will be restored and we'll get back to the way we were initially founded, as Dave said, government for the people and by the people, then we have to maintain the frequency in order to see that come through. And then when we look at events, we can get the confirmation. And some people may call it confirmation bias, but that, you know, one thing is what is real and one thing is what is a fantasy. And so we've got to learn to be able to tell the difference. But it's very, very clear that, for example, the mainstream media is doubling down on their gaslighting effort. It's just, you know, I'll peek in there to see what the hell are they doing now. And sure enough, they're like totally, totally gaslighting. And which is fine. They can, you know, keep on their merry way until they're told not to, which is something else that is being talked about that eventually they're going to be reined in as well. So anyway, I'm with Dave. Be on the timeline where you maintain the frequency of greater sovereignty. That truth will be revealed. There'll be greater understanding about our history and status. And now some people, because the timelines have their reality too, I can make a great argument that, you know, the one world order is, you know, straight on its way. You know, when have we ever seen barbed wire around our capital and military around our capital? Because they're trying to deal with, according to the timeline, with domestic terrorists, which happen to be Trump supporters, right? So you could really go that down that track if that's the track you believed in. So right now we're really being tested as to what reality we want to create. And so it's a master class right now. If indeed you believe that you can maintain a frequency to greater sovereignty, of freedom and greater prosperity for all, then carry that frequency and then look for the evidence in your reality. Your reality will dance with you. Now, the other thing that we can kind of take a look at and see if we can expand, as Dave was saying, this was not about Trump versus Biden, not about Republican versus Democrat. That's binary. Really, this is about a greater consciousness, in fact, a planetary consciousness. You know, one of the things that people are saying is that the CCP is behind a lot of this, the cyber warfare in our elections, the bioweapon called COVID. And so there is actually like a covert war going on. And there's a lot of reports that the CCP is in trouble, just like our deep state is in trouble here because we're waking up. The CCP, which we can call their deep state, is also in trouble. Now think about this. What if this timeline is a timeline when the planet gets rid of the parasite called a cabal and even Chinese people get their freedom? Wouldn't you love to be in the lifetime where we get to see the Chinese people be free? See, so these, in my opinion, are the types of thoughts, frequencies, hopes that we can energize if we take control of our thoughts and our emotions and our behavior and our perceptions. So I'm with Dave on the Great Awakening.
Very, very well stated, Blanca. And what I want to add to that is that, you know, most of the people you've been attracted, you know, to my program in here because of the opportunities of the currency exchange. And that's all a part of the bigger picture, as I've been explaining for, you know, a couple of years, is the current fraudulent, corrupt, illegal system has to phase out. And that includes the fraudulent, corrupt banking industry that is controlled by the cabal. That system has to go away, and it will go away if all of this falls apart. And the currency exchange is the funds to come through to help replace all of that false, corrupt fiat money and to come in with a new quantum financial system of basically money that is asset or gold-backed. Now, you can call it however you want, but that will be totally asset-backed funds. And the currency exchange is the first step in many of spreading out massive wealth to people all around the world to restore a healthy global economy to get people spending money. And it's all part of the bigger picture of everything that we're doing here for these funds coming through. And that's what's You know, I've been around, as I said, for 7 years now, and I've been able to develop and see the bigger picture of why all this is happening, and it's all playing out just as it, to me, as it was supposed to. So, well, Blanca, I don't have a whole lot of more to share tonight. Are we ready to open this up to callers if somebody wants to call in or ask some questions?
Yes, it'd be great if people have either questions or comments. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. If any of you folks want to call in, again, the number there is 515-605-9356. Again, 515-605-9356. And you press 1 on your touch-tone phone. It lets us know that you would like to make some comments or that you might have some questions that are here. And right now, we don't have anybody. we don't have anybody that's here, but yeah. So we'll give them maybe another 30 seconds or so. And if we don't see anybody coming up, I'm ready to call it a night. Because, you know, we've been on the air here for almost 40 minutes. That's kind of about how I like the programs to be. I don't like them to be too long because it's easier for people to listen to when the programs are, you know, around 35 to 45 minutes. So.
Well, it looks like we are not getting any takers.
We must do so. Oh, there's one person that just came in. Area code 808. We'll go directly to them. Area code 808, you're here on the air. What can we help you with?
Hey, thanks, Dave. Appreciate all you're doing. I just had one clarifying question, which was if you, in terms of the dong and all that, if you turned it in Hawaii, which I did, does that mean you're still included in the group that we?
Oh, yes. If you've already turned it dong to me, you're a part of the round one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're just adding more people to it is what we're doing. Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. I'm glad you're able to do that. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't see anybody else. Are we ready to call it a night, Blanca?
Time to say goodnight.
Well, let's get a little jingle there. Okay. Thanks a lot, folks. Maybe we'll see some more news by next week. If not, we'll be back next week again on the Talk of the Next. Have a good evening.